This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw has called for stricter laws on social media and OTT platforms. Replying to supplementaries in Lok Sabha, he said that the existing laws definitely need to be strengthened further to check vulgar contents on the social media. Mr. Vaishnaw said, "Today, social media is a very big medium of freedom of the press on one hand, but on the other hand, due to the absence of editorial check in social media, many types of vulgar content are also displayed." The minister said, "Government has notified IT Rules 2021 under the Information Technology Act. These rules provide for a code of ethics for publishers of OTT platforms, which require the publishers not to transmit any content which is prohibited by law and to undertake age-based classification of content into 5 categories. The code also provides that the OTT platform should put in place adequate safeguards for restricting age-inappropriate content for children." In Jharkhand, JMM leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Mohrabadi Maidan in Ranchi at 4 p.m. The 11th edition of Indian Coast Guard's National Maritime Search and Rescue Exercise and Workshop SAREX-24 will be held in Kochi, Kerala today. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh will inaugurate the 2 days workshop. The theme of the workshop is Enhancing Search and Rescue Capabilities Through Regional Collaboration. Defence Partnership Days will be organised from today in New Delhi to foster collaboration between armed forces and industry. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said, the two-day event is designed to bridge government and business stakeholders and to facilitate strategic engagements through a series of targeted business-to-government and business-to-business meetings. The ministry said that over 200 companies and 100 officers from the ministry and armed forces dealing with technology and procurement will participate in the event. Centre is taking all necessary steps to ensure expeditious supply of diammonium phosphate, DAP fertilizer, and resolve the local availability issues. In a statement, the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said it is coordinating with state governments, railways and fertilizer companies to resolve the situation. Despite global challenges, over 17 lakh tons of DAP were delivered to ports and distributed across states in October and November during the Rabi 2024-25 season. Additionally, nearly 6.5 lakh tons of domestic production were made available to states. The government has stated that the retail prices of Tur and Urad pulses have either declined or remained stable over the past 3 months. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, B.L. Verma, made the statement in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha. He explained that the condition of Kharif crops is favourable, with harvesting completed for short-duration crops such as Moong and Urad, while the harvesting of Tur has just begun. Mr. Verma informed that the government has converted part of its buffer stock of pulses into dals for retail sale under the Bharat Dal brand, ensuring affordable prices for consumers. The 55th International Film Festival of India has reached its final day, with this evening set to mark the grand conclusion of the event. The day will start with veteran filmmaker Ramesh Sippy addressing a session titled Youth and Cinema, Empowering Aspirants for a Creative Future. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced the nomination of retired American General Keith Kellogg as special envoy to Russia and Ukraine. In a statement, Mr. Trump said General Keith Kellogg will serve as assistant to the president and special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. India Meteorological Department has said that deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal will intensify into cyclonic storm Fengal during next 12 hours. IMD said the cyclone will cross North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram around Saturday morning as a deep depression. In hockey, Indian junior men's team thrashed Thailand 11-0 in their men's junior Asia Cup 2024 opener in Muscat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.